What's up, rockers? Welcome back to the Rock Pod, where we crank the amps, break down the legends, and occasionally start arguments with strangers in record stores. I'm Jimmy, and today we're getting into dangerous territory. That's right, my friends. The question that has caused bar fights, broken up friendships, and maybe even a divorce or two. Who is the greatest rock band of all time? Now, I think that some of you are already thinking, well, it's the Beatles, or, nah, man, Led Zeppelin reigns supreme, or my personal favorite, if you don't say Metallica, you're dead to me. Chill out. We're going to get to all of them. All right, so just be patient. This isn't a list. It's a journey through the bands that shaped rock history. We'll look at the songs, the stories, and the sheer impact these groups had on the world. And hey, if you disagree, that's all right. That's what rock and roll is all about. Debate, passion, and maybe a little chaos. So grab a cold one, kick back, and let's dive into the Rock Pod's take on the top 10 greatest rock bands of all time. Welcome to the Rock Pod. All right, well, let's start at the very top, because in my opinion, you can't talk about greatest without talking about the Beatles. That's right. These guys weren't just a band. They were a cultural shift. We're talking about four dudes from Liverpool who went from playing sweaty clubs in Hamburg to rewriting the entire music industry in less than a decade. By the time Abbey Road dropped in 1969, they had gone from mop-top heartthrobs to psychedelic pioneers to full-on studio wizards. And they did it all while basically inventing modern pop and rock songwriting as we know it. Now, a little backstory. In 1966, they quit touring because the screaming fans were so dang loud they couldn't hear themselves play. Could you imagine trying to sing Nowhere Man while it sounds like a jet engine is taking off in your ear? And yet, after they stopped touring, they got even better. They focused on the studio and boom, Sgt. Pepper, The White Album, Abbey Road, each one pushing boundaries. And the essential track, well, Come Together, still sounds fresh today. Come together right now over me. And now we're going to go from Revolution to Riff Gods. Let's jump to number two. Now, if the Beatles were the brains of rock, then Led Zeppelin was the thunder. Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and the mighty John Bonham. These guys didn't just play rock, they unleashed it. Page's guitar riffs are basically the DNA of modern hard rock and heavy metal. Plant's vocals, he could wail like a banshee. And Bonham, the man hit the drums so hard, they probably still echo in Valhalla. Little backstory for you. Their very first U.S. tour in 68, they were supposed to open for Vanilla Fudge. By the end of the tour, everyone forgot who Vanilla Fudge even was. Zeppelin came in like a storm and changed the game. And of course, Led Zeppelin IV, Black Dog, Rock and Roll, and the song every guitar store employee dreads hearing, Stairway to Heaven. Essential track? Well, of course, Whole Lot of Love. Crank it up and try not to air guitar. I dare you. And now we're going to go from Thunder Gods to Eternal Survivors. Coming in at number three, the Rolling Stones. Proof that cockroaches and Keith Richards will outlive us all. Mick Jagger strutting, Keith with riffs for days, and Charlie Watts was steady as a heartbeat. The Stones, rock and roll distilled into pure swagger. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around. They got their start as blues purists, but by the late 60s, they were cranking out masterpieces like Let It Bleed and Exile on Main Street. Give Me Some Shelter. Alone, man. That song could be the anthem for the end of the world. Little backstory. At Altamont in 1969, the Stones threw a free concert that spiraled into chaos. The Hells Angels were hired as security, and shocker, well, that didn't go well. It became known as the death of the 60s, but somehow the Stones carried on, proving they could weather any storm. Essential track, of course, Sympathy for the Devil, such an iconic song. Now we're going to go from Strutting Devils to Tripping Dreamers. And very few bands can make you sit back, stare at the ceiling, and question your entire existence like number four, Pink Floyd. These guys turned rock into art. Psychedelic visuals, giant inflatable pigs, and concept albums that take you on a full-blown journey. Dark Side of the Moon sat on the Billboard charts for over 700 weeks. That's over 13 years, folks.
Hello.
Here's a little backstory. During the recording of Wish You Were Here, former member Syd Barrett, who had left the band due to mental health struggles, showed up unexpectedly in the studio. The band didn't even recognize him at first. Imagine writing a song about your missing bandmate, and then he walks in. That's haunting. Essential track? Comfortably numb, of course. Gilmour's guitar solo is basically a religious experience, and considered to be one of the best of all time. And now we go from Space Trips to Studio Anthems, coming to number five. What can you say about Queen? Freddie Mercury, that's what. But really, Queen combined hard rock, opera, funk, and pure theater into something bigger than life. Freddie could command a stadium of 100,000 people with just a stomp and a clap. And Brian May built his own guitar, literally, with his dad, out of a fireplace mantle. A little bit of backstory. At Live Aid 1985, Queen stole the show. Some of the biggest bands in history played that day, but it's Freddie, strutting in white pants, leading the crowd through Radio Gaga that people still talk about today. It wasn't just a concert. It was history. And the essential track? Bohemian Rhapsody. No one else could get away with it. Now we go from operatic spectacle to pure chaos. Coming up next. Well, we've officially worked our way through the top half of our top 10 greatest rock bands of all time. So now it's time to talk about the band that basically invented smashing stuff on stage. Coming in at number six, we're talking about The Who. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, John Entwistle, and the wildest of them all, Keith Moon. Now these guys weren't just playing rock. They were redefining what a live show could be. They gave us the rock opera with Tommy, and arena-sized anthems with Who's Next, and enough broken guitars to fill a landfill. Now here's a little backstory for you. Keith Moon once drove a car into a hotel swimming pool. Why? Because he was Keith Moon. Another time, he loaded his drum kit with explosives during a TV performance. When they went off, it blew Pete Townsend's hearing out of one ear for the rest of his life. That's rock and roll, baby. And let's not forget Baba O'Reilly, or as every teenager calls it, Teenage Wasteland. That synth riff, it's iconic. Everyone knows what song is coming on next, whenever that starts.
Out here in the fields, I fight for my meals.
The essential album, Who's Next, of course, with the essential track, Baba O'Reilly. Now we go from smashing guitars to schoolboy outfits. We're turning it up now. Coming in at number seven, a band that proved sometimes you just don't mess with the formula. We're talking AC/DC, of course. From Bon Scott's raw, dirty vocals to Brian Johnson's sandpaper wails, Angus Young has been duck walking across stages in a schoolboy uniform for nearly 50 years, and it still works. Backstory, after Bon Scott tragically died in 1980, the band almost called it quits, but then they brought in Brian Johnson, dropped Back in Black, and boom, It became one of the best-selling albums of all time. Now that's the definition of resilience. I mean, come on, those riffs, Highway to Hell, Thunderstruck, You Shook Me All Night Long. These are songs designed for beer, bar fights, and blowing out car speakers. The essential album, Back in Black. And the essential track, well, Back in Black, of course. Now from stripped down rock to stadium shaking spirituality, here we come at number 8. Yeah, I know. U2 is a polarizing pick, and some of you are rolling your eyes right now. Others are nodding along. But listen, you just can't deny their impact. With Edge's chiming guitar and Bono's big ego but big heart persona, and a knack for reinvention, U2 became the soundtrack to stadiums worldwide. The Joshua Tree is practically a religious text for rock fans. And the backstory? U2's live shows? Man, they're next level. At one point, they toured with a giant 360-degree claw-shaped stage that looked like something out of a sci-fi movie. And at Live Aid, Bono famously jumped into the crowd mid-song while the band just kept jamming. That's Connection. Their essential album, The Joshua Tree. An essential track, With or Without You, of course. And now from arena sermons to grunge revolutions, here we come at number 9. You can't talk about the 90s without talking about Nirvana. Kurt, Chris, Dave, a power trio that changed rock almost overnight. They killed hair metal dead with Nevermind and made flannel the new uniform. And little backstory, Smells Like Teen Spirit wasn't even supposed to be a hit. The band thought it was just another song, but MTV picked it up, and suddenly Nirvana went from clubs to arenas. Cobain, he hated the fame. But that raw honesty is what made him so compelling. Dave Grohl, of course, went on to form Foo Fighters and become the nicest guy in rock. But Nirvana's short run still echoes louder than bands with 30-year careers. Essential album? Nevermind. Essential track? Smells Like Teen Spirit. Now we go from grunge angst to California sunsets. Here we go to number 10. And right here is where I'm going to lose some of you. The Eagles. Yeah, they're smoother. Yes, they're more laid back. But you cannot deny their success and influence. These guys sold more records than practically anyone. And Hotel California is basically required listening in every bar across America. A little bit of backstory. The band was famously dysfunctional. Fights, lawsuits, breakups, you name it. During one concert in 1980, Glenn Frey and Don Felder were so mad at each other, they threatened to beat the hell out of one another on stage. They called it The Long Night at Wrong Beach. But somehow, out of all that drama, they made harmonies that still give you chills. Essential album? Hotel California. Essential track? Hello, Hotel California. And that, rockers, is our top 10. But you know we can't stop there. So let's give a shout out to some bands that could have easily made the cut, but they didn't. Metallica, the kings of metal. Enter Sandman is basically a rite of passage. And let's face it, the Black Album, it's a great album. Fleetwood Mac, soap opera drama turned into platinum records. I mean, Rumors, that's all you need to know, just the whole album. Guns N' Roses. They burned fast, but Appetite for Destruction is untouchable. The Clash. Punk with brains. London Calling still sounds urgent today. And the Foo Fighters. Dave Grohl carrying the torch into the modern era. So there it is. The Rock Pod's take on the greatest rock bands of all time. Now I know what you're thinking. Jimmy, you forgot Rush, or Where's Van Halen? Hey, this list could have been 50 bands long. And maybe it should be. But here's the thing. Rock thrives on debate. So, I want to hear from you. Head over to therockpod.com. Drop your pick for greatest band. And let's keep the conversation going. And while you're at it, Hit follow wherever you listen to your podcasts so you don't miss the next deep dive, hot take, or history lesson. I'm Jimmy, reminding you to tell your mom, tell your friends, and tell that guy who insists Oasis was bigger than the Beatles. And as always, crank it up. If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow the Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes, and be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for the Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip.